You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 12th, 2022. We are live streaming now on Rumble.com. You go to Rumble.com, search Larry Connors, USA, and you're inside the studio with us. Glad to have you. Updating New York, you just heard from the national news on some of the latest, but let me add some additional details. As you heard them say, a gas-wearing suspect was opening fire. And there was smoke and stuff of that in the air. And at least 28 were injured. Few are listed in possibly critical condition. And one FBI official is now being quoted in saying there was intent and planning behind this. You think? Well, of course there was. We don't know a motive right now other than to shoot, maim, and kill as many as possible. We don't know who to blame right now. Just an idiot, a stupid individual, or some terrorist group, maybe among the illegals that have gotten into the country. Well, we don't know, and I'm not trying to make that claim, but I've told you repeatedly we're going to see stuff like this from time to time, and it's not just because somebody has a gun in their hand. Don't let the Democrats sell you that argument. It's because they have intent to use it against the law, because shooting someone is against the law, unless they're threatening you. And the Democrat in New York governor, Hochul, responding to this mass shooting, saying, quote, "We are sick and tired of reading headlines about crime." They definitely are in New York, because it's been extremely bad in New York. She said, "The people of New York, the entire state, we stand with the city and everyone else, and we say, no more. No more mass shootings." Now, there you go. You make a statement like that, and yet if I said, let's pray for the victims, I'll hear the leftists cry out, what good is prayer going to do? What good is it going to be to stand there and say, no more mass shootings? That's the statement and declaration from the governor of New York. We'll take the prayer any day. Updating Ukraine, Russian troops continue to pour into Ukraine. A large column of military vehicles seen heading for the Donbas region. The city of Mariupol still has fighting going on. People still trapped inside, and tens of thousands might have been killed already in that area. Inflation soaring over this last year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. Food, gasoline, housing, everything squeezing up, and the price index jumping 8.5% last month. I remind you that back in December, the White House said this is only transitionary. It won't last long. Well, Democrat Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, said, "I'm tired of this. When is it going to end? This is a disservice to the American people, acting as if inflation is something brand new." He said, "We need to stop searching." He's talking directly to Biden. Stop searching where to lay the blame and do something about it and be quick and active. Oh, Biden decided to do something. You don't like your gas prices? He's going to allow the EPA to allow you to get E15 gas. Now, that's about 15% ethanol blend, to be sold in the U.S. through this summer. Normally, it's not allowed to be sold in the summer. Now they're going to. That will help your prices. And then, of course, forget about trying to go out to eat or go out and do anything with family and friends and everything. Restaurants across the nation are cutting surf and turf. I still say go out and enjoy, you know, like one of my sponsors, Cafe Napoli. great place to enjoy and good prices despite the increase, and they have plenty of people willing to work where some people can't find employees. Which brings me one quick point I'm going to stress again. Once again, I see a homeless man, claims to be homeless, standing on a corner, a crudely written cardboard sign begging for money. And I roll down my window and he comes over like he's going to get some money. I give him something better. I give him advice. I say, you want $15? Yes, yeah. That. Well, there is down the street, there's a store advertising for workers and you'll get $15 an hour minimum. He didn't like my suggestion and he didn't get anything from me.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. Summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, we are following breaking news in Brooklyn. Just when we think it can't get any worse, it does. Police tell us there was a shooting and an explosion at a subway station in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Robert Moses on the phone just a few blocks away from this area. What's going on, Robert?
Rosanna, I'm at 36th Street and 4th Avenue. We just walked up here. There's a huge police presence, and I just got off the phone also with a detective who's been sort of trying to keep me abreast of what he knows. And at this point, as far as he knows, the suspect is still at large. One of our colleagues, Peter Piscini, was hearing at least five people had been shot. At this point, we don't know of any fatalities.
That was one of the earlier reports today in New York City when word came of a shooting and possible explosives in a subway and on a subway train. Let me set something before you. I've got 50-plus years. I know that makes me sound old, but I started when I was five. Give me a break here. I got 50-plus years in news journalism and covering breaking stories like this. And, of course, every reporter and station wants to be first, to get it on first. But also you need to be worried about being correct. And if I'm not first, at least I want to make sure I'm correct. You have to appreciate that reporter in the street. He's giving the best information he has. And, in fact, in another exchange between him and the anchor, she's posing something. They said, well, that's nothing I've heard like that. In other words, he doesn't just buy and say, yes, I mean, that's good reporting. So let's give credit where it's due when good reporting happens. And on an event like this, there's a lot of confusion. There are a lot of different people that surface that might have good information, and a lot of people that surface that have no information. There are people like will show up and say they saw this and this, and they weren't within blocks of it. So you have to be very careful. And you can't constantly verify the person that claims to be a witness is a witness. But you just do the best you can. And when it's a breaking story, you have to understand sometimes there might be some mistakes. I'm not saying there was. But as he said, at this time, there's a lot we don't know. And he said, at this time, we have no confirmation of anybody being killed. That was hours ago. Even now, at this point, there's no word anyone's been killed. But they now have updated and said at least 13 were hospitalized. And two or more could be in serious to critical condition. And the word about a bomb on board and other undetonated items being found. The bomb, according to some of the investigators now, they believe that it was a smoke device thrown by the shooter, possibly in advance of him opening fire to set off panic as folks are suddenly in a crowded subway and there's smoke everywhere. They don't know where it's originating and they're inside. They want out. Or maybe he threw it in when they were coming out of the door. The timing is still yet to be put down. And it was used also as diversion for him to get away and be opening fire on people without anybody really being able to fully identify him. The identification is so vague, I'm not going to bother reporting. It wouldn't mean nothing to you unless you're living in the New York City and were near the area anyway. Don't know what kind of weapon was used. But again, here comes the left right away. More gun control laws. But what if it had been a bomb, even a homemade bomb? We're coming up again on the St. Patrick's Day run, not St. Patrick's Day, the marathon in Boston. Coming up next week, I think. And you remember what was used in that event of terror? Pressure cookers that you cook food in. You want to outlaw all pressure cookers? Of course not. It's how you use them that becomes the issue. But don't let the facts get in the way of a narrative that while people are still being treated at the scene, Democrats start rushing forward and saying, more gun control. And they don't even know the facts any more than the reporter in the street, which is the point I'm bringing you back to. Don't jump to conclusions. No good investigator would do that. If they're going to do a good job, they're going to get everything they can and gather it. And now they've, at this point, have decided there were no other explosive devices. And it wasn't an explosive device other than a smoke bomb used to distract or give him cover. But here comes Democrat New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying that we are sick and tired of reading headlines about crime. Now, you want to stop the headlines about crime? Let me give you a clue. Stop the crime. That's simple. Three words. Stop the crime. Now, you know you can't in every case. I understand that. But when you handcuff police, when you have Soros-appointed and bought prosecutors are letting folks out of jail. And New York is one of the worst for letting folks go without any bail or no bail or little bail. What are they going to do when they catch this guy? What kind of bail do you think he'll get if he gets a bail? But back to the actual incident itself. One young woman who said she was a witness and she was on board with her son. This is how she describes what she saw.
I was taking my brother to school, and then I was on the R train coming towards Bay Ridge, and then all of a sudden the train came to a sudden stop, and they started evacuating everybody. There was no reason as to why. They just said that the trains were going to stop, and there was going to be no more trains passing through the 36th Street train station. And then I was coming up the stairs, I saw and I smelled a lot of smoke. And coming up the stairs, I saw maybe a 16-year-old that was shot in the knee. You can clearly see the bullet in his knee. Then I stood out the train station on the corner of 36th Street and 4th Ave, and that's when I saw two more victims that were injured. They were they were wounded on their knee and on their thighs.
Now, again, that's her story, and I'm not discounting it. I'm not saying she's not credible. I'm just saying witnesses come forward, and that's kind of what you get, bits and pieces. All of that will be later, of course, viable to police as they begin to try to put the picture together entirely. And I'm thankful that she and her, well, I think she said, I made the mistake. I said a mother taking her son to school. It was a young woman taking her brother to school. And I think she said she'd already dropped him off before the shooting happened. There were a lot of parents on board that subway who were doing the same thing that day, today, I should say. They were taking their kids to school. And maybe many of the kids were not on board at that time, or many some still were. But what this does again is raise the specter of violence across our nation, and especially in Democrat-controlled cities, states, counties, because they're soft on crime. You will hear a lot of the Democrats mock Rudy Giuliani, but he did clean up New York, and he put an end to a lot of the crime. The search and frisk policy, stop and search, of course, was made a big critical issue, violation of Fourth Amendment rights. And there probably were cases where civil rights were violated. I won't deny that. But when you look at the environment that the progressives have created, and especially you look to the south of that open border, where we're going to see 20, maybe 30,000 a day coming across in the near future, you think you won't see more of this? You're living in a fantasy world. A reporter on the scene said, as to how this does play, the fact that this took place in New York City at a very time that the governor and the new mayor, who's also was a police chief, have been trying to get control of crime and really make people believe New York is safe. New York is safe. Come back. We're done with COVID. It's over. Oh, wait a minute. There are reports that it might be breaking out in the Northeast. Dr. Fake is already appearing again, saying you might need to wear a mask. But that's one thing. As far as dodging bullets and other crime, stabbings, raping, we are safer than ever. They want you to believe. And then this happens. Again, I give credit to the reporter bringing this up.
Police officers here with long guns, multiple ambulances, the bomb squad is at the scene. It is one of the larger responses that I have seen in my 10-plus years here. And it comes at a terrible time for the city, a city that's trying to make a comeback from what has been a terrible last 2 years. We've been reporting practically every day that the crime is up in the subway system, and it doesn't do anything. This does nothing to help the situation clearly and to get people to come back to the city.
No, it doesn't, does it? And the Democrats know it. So how do they try to solve it? Not with tougher laws, not with getting tough on criminals, but just expressing grief and outrage. As, again, the New York governor said, people of the entire state of New York stand with the people of New York City, and we say no more. No more mass shootings, no more disrupting lives, no more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers. And she said, I'm going to put the entire resource in our state to fight the ongoing crime surge. We'll see how far that goes. She said, it has to end, it ends now. Oh, you should know that the White House, Jen Psaki, said that President Biden has been briefed on the shooting. He's been in touch with New York City officials. What's the ice cream today? No, sir, we need to tell you about subway shooting. Okay. Attorney General Merrick Garland also briefed on the situation. Good for him. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, because it involved a subway, let's brief him too. Before we leave the state of New York, and you're talking about crime, you were listening quotes I was reading from the New York governor, her lieutenant governor, another Democrat, Brian Benjamin, arrested earlier today on federal bribery conspiracy indictment. Now, again, these are charges. He's not proven to be guilty of anything. But he's accused of participating in a scheme to obtain campaign contributions from a real estate developer. Same old money bag story we hear from politicians from time to time. This may or may not be true, but that's another part of the grift in Washington, New York, Baltimore, Chicago, and other such Democrat-controlled cities, states, and governments. It's pretty damn common. Not limited to Democrats. I'll stress that. Coming up, the teachers' unions, of course, have been trying to tell everybody how the school should be run and who should be punished. I want you to hear from civil rights leader Leo Terrell. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
They're the extremists. They're the ones who are kicking parents out of getting involved in their kids' curriculum. Virginia, New Jersey, they were trying to basically say, as union bosses, as a woke school board, they knew more than the parents. And you know, when you talk about honest history, Ainsley, that's code for critical race theory. When they talk about trying to engage parents, for the last 2 years, they have blocked parents from getting access to the curriculum and the lesson plan. These are all lies and a desperate attempt. Again, another Republican needed investigation when they get wiped out, when the Democratic machinery gets wiped out in November.
Wow, he's on fire, isn't he? That civil rights attorney, Leo Terrell, a black man, a contributor to Fox News, I want to point out as well. He had also in his past been a school teacher himself. And when he talks about how teachers and teachers' unions continue to just push that they know best for what your child should be studying, and you're just supposed to shut up and let them do what their job is, what they consider their job. Let me tell you what the job they are doing is in Washington State and Oregon. The Washington Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction oversees K-12 education and defines gender as a social construct based on emotional, behavioral, and cultural characteristics attached to a person's assigned biological sex. And the Oregon State Public School Instruction said for all kids, K in first grade, you need to learn there are, quote, many ways to express gender. They're going to be talking about gender to K through first grade kids. Children in second and third grade are being taught there's a wide range of gender roles and expression. My simple question, and I've got a guest coming up. I'm going to ask him the same thing. Why does anyone who's not a parent, And for that matter, even a parent, why do you want to talk to your two-year-old about gender and sex? Why? Now, they ask a question, you need to be able to answer it. By the way, of course, let me point out to you, Disney and the fallout for Disney continues. The Disney brand taking a big hit. American parents, a majority of them independents, say they no longer trust Disney programming because Disney has made it very clear they're going to be aggressive for LGBTQA12S plus agendas. In other words, your children mean nothing to them if they can groom them for pedophiles. Now, not every member of LGBT or LG, I don't know, whatever, not every homosexual would be considered and has any interest in being a child pedophile. But there are those that do, just as there are heterosexuals who also prey on children. But this latest poll shows that trust in Disney is out of this. 52% say they don't trust Disney's designs on their children, so they don't even want them to wear anything with Disney on it. And then if you want some balance from across the way, let's go to Great Britain. A government minister in Northern Britain is demanding that arguments, if you're going to argue against transgenderism, you need to be censored from the media. She compares you arguing against transgender is being the same as anti-Semitic or racist. So if you dare stand up for your children and say, my children will be taught that when I say they're ready, and certainly not going to be taught as part of a school curriculum, then you're just like being a racist or an anti-Semitic. If you're a black Jew, I don't know what to say about you. According to this woman. Coming up, my guest, a heritage expert on education and protection of the family, with some very clear warning signs you need to hear. Please stand by. Be right back.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest is with Heritage Foundation, also author of Splintered, Critical Race Theory, and the Progressive War on Truth. And he, with a colleague, Lindsay Burke, wrote a piece titled Protecting Children and Families with Families' Bills of Rights. Jonathan Butcher, glad to have you back on board, sir.
Great to be with you.
Well, I want to take apart some of this that you put into this about how the polling finds more Americans are dissatisfied, obviously, with secondary and elementary schooling because they continue to push a lot of this CRAP. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant CRT. I just misspelled it. On our children. And I was reading from a government British Prime Minister representative before you joined us that if you speak out against transgenderism and teaching it to children, then you're the same as being racist or anti-Semitic. How do you please, sir?
Well, I think that those who are struggling, especially young people, with their feelings about are also often struggling with depression and anxiety. So, I mean, look, we can begin with empathy and say, listen, we need to help these young people with their feelings, especially if they're going through where their hormones are already all over the place. But what's going on in schools is that they are saying that teachers do not, cannot, shall not tell parents when a child comes to school and wants to assume a different gender. And this drives a wedge between the school and kids at a particularly vulnerable moment.
And again, before you joined us, I was pointing out what Washington State and Oregon State are doing. They're teaching gender identity to children as young as five. And my question is, why does anyone, any adult, want to talk to a child age five or under about gender and sexuality? Why?
Well, we're seeing this in places like New Jersey, too, where they've just developed a curriculum that they're going to start in second grade next year talking about gender ideology. I think that it sort of softens the idea that there's a separation between biology and biological facts and our feelings. And if you soften this idea that we can define the world around us based on our feelings, why then you can call into question the biological truth about the difference between men and women. And once you've done that, suddenly I think that you forced people to accept ideas that are not supported by, you know, the reality that we see in front of us. And
you get a corporate giant like Disney with all of its outlets saying, we're all in. We're all in on preaching and teaching kids as young as five and younger about gender and transitional surgery and things of this nature.
Well, it's terrifying because that, again, it winds up separating children from their parents at a particularly crucial point on a very important issue. And this is why critical gender theory and critical race theory are close cousins, right? They're very closely related. They're both from the same philosophy of critical theory, that the ideas of science and from the Enlightenment that we've built the United States on are not reliable. Right. It's all based on this idea that facts and truth are things that we can manipulate to use for our own purposes. In the case of critical race theory, it's power. In the case of critical gender theory, it's about sexual power.
And where in there does education belong?
I mean, look, if you are going to try to transform a society, what better place to start than the schools and what's being taught to the next generation? This is a way that they have a captive audience over how you can instruct them about everything from science to race to sex education to, you know, behavior and on and on.
Would you agree? So would you agree when some say that when schools are doing that and when Disney's taking the approach it is, it's basically grooming children for sexual abuse and pedophiles in the future?
Well, I mean, I think it's sadly taking advantage of children who are also often struggling with anxiety and depression. I mean, they're also often struggling with issues related to how they feel about their own self-worth. And instead of helping students find the kind of help that they need to resolve these issues and understand how to develop a sense of, personal agency and behavior to solve their own problems, you affirm their self-consciousness and you affirm a separation from reality, and that does not prepare them for the future, right? That sets them up
for
failure.
And in fact, you're listening to Jonathan Butcher with the Heritage Foundation, and so you are saying what a parental bill of rights should include. It should, as you say in here, it should start by saying, don't say gay. Oh, I'm sorry. I got that confused with what they said they did in Florida. No. What you said is that parents are their children's primary caregivers. That's your first point, and that is an excellent point.
Well, and that's what many of these parent bills of rights lead with. And in Florida, it has nothing to do with the word gay and doesn't include the phrase, don't say gay. It's not in there at all. What it's saying is that you cannot teach young children material that is not age appropriate. You need to teach them material, especially about these very heady topics like sex and biology of, you know, human biology at age-appropriate levels. So, yes, we should affirm that parents are a child's primary caregiver. We should prevent any individual from compelling a teacher or student to believe an idea that violates the Civil Rights Act, such as the notion that America is systemically racist and will prevent you from succeeding based on the color of your skin.
And you should feel guilty. And you should feel guilty if you're not the color of skin that is being discriminated against, obviously.
Exactly.
I'm guessing that, you know, I might be a little older than you. I'll just say a little older. But I remember when we did have, quote, sex ed, and it was in high school, maybe the freshman year, possibly, maybe sophomore. And I will agree that, unfortunately, with all the Twitter, all the internet avenues and so forth, the assault on our kids starts at a much younger age, and kids at age 9 or 10 know, really, the stork doesn't bring the baby, when a lot of kids, when I was growing up, thought they did. Until then, you have your sex education class, and we knew that's what it was about because the boys were all taken into one classroom and shown a particular video, the girls into another classroom to see a different video. They wouldn't even co-mingle it at that time. I don't know that we want to go back to that, but how do we go about, you know, protecting the kids and, as you said, age appropriate?
Well, who better to know what is right for a child than their parents? We
yes.
need to make sure that parents are partners with school officials and teachers about what is being taught. And you can do that by making it available online, the books that children are being taught, what's in the curriculum, a syllabus, what the different assignments are before they're assigned, so that parents can come home and talk to their children about what they're being faced with at school. And then secondly, there should be policies in place that protect people from discrimination. And when you take critical race theory or even critical gender theory and you apply it in school, you wind up with mandatory affinity groups based on race, where you separate children by skin color for different projects. I mean, this is happening around the country.
I know. It's supposed to be inclusive. It becomes exclusive.
Exactly. It does the opposite of what it says. So I think that those are huge, huge ways, right, of getting parents back and making them a part of their child's educational experience.
I think what this has done is watching some of the video coming out of Loudoun County, Virginia, and other places where parents have stood up and been ushered out and they refuse to listen to them, but more parents getting involved in school board elections than ever before, which I think is good because we're sending our kids to school to be educated, not indoctrinated.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I think that the material that's being presented to children today doesn't leave room for debate. It doesn't leave room for discussion because critical race theory doesn't share the stage with anything. It's not meant to be questioned. You either adopt it or you are a racist, right? That's the core ideas behind this whole anti-racist
movement. It's a fact of life, like it's a fact of life as clear as gravity. Or they want you to believe so.
That's right. And so when free speech is not a part of an educational experience, it inhibits the pursuit of truth. And that is ultimately the downfall of education, is when you cannot pursue the truth.
Jonathan Butcher of the Heritage Foundation, again, his latest book out is, and I encourage you to take a look at it, Splintered, Critical Race Theory and the Progressive War on Truth, just released this month, as a matter of fact, right? Or is it out yet?
Next week.
All right, good.
Pre-order.
I want to thank you. Yeah, you can pre-order it. And, Jonathan, I thank you very much for your time and your expertise, sir. We appreciate it. We'll do it again. Thank you, sir. Coming up, the issue of abortion and one state outlawing any abortion pretty much for any reason, and then someone recognizing what abortion is really about. Stand by. I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottler Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com, Rottler Pest Solutions.
Run, run, run with the railroad when their backs are turned. Run, run, run with the railroad when their backs are turned. Run, run.
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I know you've heard the terrifying stories coming out of Ukraine as citizens are running for cover and shelter. Sometimes pregnant women, sometimes probably having a miscarriage in the midst of all the jostling around and the anxiety. Perhaps premature birth. Perhaps newborn babies not being able to get what they need. And we would decry doing that to any child, would we not? Apparently not everyone. First, let me tell you what happened in Oklahoma. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt just signed a bill that makes it a felony to perform an abortion in the state of Oklahoma. It is a felony. It takes effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns here in May. The abortion punishable by up to 10 years in prison, a fine of $100,000. It does not authorize any criminal charges against a woman for receiving the abortion. It does make an exception for an abortion performed to save the life of the mother. Now, that's in Oklahoma. In California, they've had another bill that just passed through last week, the State Assembly, on its way to another committee. Kathleen Richardson with The Federalist said this California bill reveals what abortion activists really want, the convenience of an unrestrained right to murder babies. I know that's pretty stark, harsh, and maybe you're saying no way. Let me share what she writes in here. She talks about the text in this bill prohibits investigation into deaths related to or following known or suspected self-induced or criminal abortion and would delete the requirement that an unattended fetal death be handled as a death without medical attendance. The bill would remove criminal liability for actions or omissions with respect to pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes. And the prenatal death is frighteningly broad, she says, in its definition. But she said legal experts say it's not clearly defined, means it could justify killing a baby weeks after birth, depending how it's interpreted by the courts. Because multiple dictionaries, perinatal means the period around childbirth, especially the 5 months before and 1 month after the birth. That's perinatal. Kept saying prenatal. That is my mistake. The World Health Organization holds to a definition which the California Family Council decided the word will include the period from 22 weeks of gestation to at least 7 days post-birth. 7 days post-birth. The existing California law expands that period. It refers from the establishment of pregnancy to 1 month following delivery. And elsewhere, it covers up to 60 days after delivery. Do you hear what I'm reading here? This bill in California, AB 2223, as amended, will decriminalize infanticide, the death of a baby born alive, whether as a result of a failed abortion or for some other reason, neglect or harm during that perinatal period. And if the perinatal period extends 7 days after the child is born, and then maybe even up to 60 days after delivery, what the hell are you doing except killing a child? How could this stuff even exist in any sane literature, in sane civil society? I would say those that are proposing this are not part of our civil society. They're criminal at heart. I'm not even talking about the decision to have or not have an abortion right now. I've been down that road. You know where I stand. I make it very clear, and that if anyone wants to argue with me about the right to have the abortion, all I say is, look, 1 second. If your mother had decided to abort you, you wouldn't be here having this discussion with me. We're done. But now, under this bill, they're defining it under the California Family Council and the World Health Organization doing the same, that the perinatal includes 22 weeks of gestation to at least 7 days post-birth. And it could be expanded to 60 days after delivery. Well, hell, let's go ahead and just make it 18 years. You maybe before they turn a teenager. This is one of these stories that I have to be very careful. I don't want to lose the opportunity to broadcast this program, but I want you to understand very clearly, there's no justification in such a law and extending the right to kill a baby while it's being born and after it's born, be it an hour later or 60 days later. There is no justification. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.